Welcome to the BCS podcast, where we explore the basics of computer science concepts. I'm your host, Saran, founder of Code Newbie.
And I'm Vaidehi Joshi, author and developer.
And she is the brilliant mind behind the BCS blog series. Today, we're continuing our conversation about
Depth First Search, or DFS.
This season of BCS is brought to you by DevDiscuss. DevDiscuss is a show I work on with the team at Dev, an international supportive community for developers. The show addresses the many burning topics that pop up on Dev every day and is hosted by Jess Lee and Ben Halper, two of Dev's co-founders. Past episodes have included unpopular opinions with Kelsey Hightower, staff developer advocate at Google Cloud and a legendary voice in tech.
So an unpopular opinion should be like, computers were a mistake. Was this all worth it?
And how changing your name is a difficult, unsolved, and sometimes personally devastating problem in tech.
I basically walked through this world, through this minefield of not knowing when I'm going to have this like sort of deep emotional wound reopened.
As well as how little known tools can have big productivity gains.
And I think it gives me the sense of structure, which I really enjoy. And also, you can color code different things.
Each episode features interesting guests from diverse backgrounds who are active in the software space. This podcast is your place for burning tech questions, answers, and genuine conversations. And we also end each episode with commentary from the everyday developers who call Dev home.
You'd be surprised how many things making music and coding have in common.
True to the Dev community, DevDiscuss wouldn't be possible without the input from all of you. So listen, rate, and subscribe to DevDiscuss wherever you get your podcasts. We are continuing our conversation on depth first search and the different strategies we can use to implement it. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. Well, those are all words.
Those are all English words. Yes.
Nailed it. Made sense to me.
Just kill it. Okay, before we talk about strategies, let's do a quick recap of depth first search. What is that?
Depth first search, as we have been, you know, kind of revisiting in each episode.
Diving deeper and deeper.
Yeah. At this point, we're real deep. Into DFS. Depth first search is one of the ways that you can traverse through a tree data structure and also graph data structures. And the main idea behind it is that it's an algorithm where you traverse down the branch of a tree, down a long path, and then work your way back up, which is different from breadth first search, where you go level by level as you traverse through the tree.
Yes. And what I found so fascinating about this is all in the context of what you can do with a node, like how you interact with a node, especially when we talk about the strategies, because there's really only three things that we can do with a node. We can ask it for its data. We can see if it has a left subtree, and then we can see if it has a right subtree. And the three strategies are just the different orders in which we can do those three things.
Exactly, yes. And that's actually a great way to kind of segue into a quick recap of last week's episode, where we talked about one of the strategies, a type of depth-first search, which is pre-order, where you basically follow the DLR rule. DLR, as a reminder, stands for those three things you just described: reading the root node's data first, and then looking at the left child and then the right child, and recursively implementing DFS as you go along. But today we're going to talk about a different strategy that is not DLR. We're going to kind of switch around the DLR into LDR, which is what we call in-order depth-first search traversal, which means that you're going to look at the left node first, read through its subtree, and then you're going to read the data of the node that you're on, the root node, and then you're going to look at the right node and its subtree and recursively go through that.
Let's do it. So let's try this one with a numerical example. Okay, we're going to see if we can do this. Okay, you ready? Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So we start with six. Should we start at the top or at the bottom?
Yeah, let's maybe describe the tree, because this will be a good recap of binary trees. So binary trees, I'm just going to describe it. Here we go. So since we're doing numbers and since we're dealing with binary trees, we can pick like a nice a smallish one, nice small little binary search tree family. And so there is one root node. The root node is 6. And 6 has a left child and a right child, as you do when you're a binary tree. The left child is 4 and the right child is 8. So let's look at the left subtree of 6's family. So 6 has a left child of 4 and 4 has 2 children. And if you'll remember with binary trees, anything to the left has to be smaller than the root and anything to the right has to be bigger, which means the left has to be smaller than 4 and the right has to be bigger than 4. So in this situation, 4 has 2 children. Its left is 2 and its right is 5. And then 5 doesn't have any children. That lineage stops there. But 2 has 2 children, 1 and 3. So 1 is going to be on the left of 2 because 1 is smaller than 2. And 3 is going to be on the right of 2 because 3 is bigger. So we have 6 and then to its left, 4. 4 has 2, 5. And 2 has 1 and 3 as its children.
Nice.
Now let's go back up to 6 for a second. That's still our root. On the right subtree of this family, 6 has a right child of 8, and 8 has 2 children. Its left is 7, and its right is 9. So we have the numbers 1 through 9 represented in this binary search tree. Everything smaller than 6 lives on the left subtree, and all of the children that are bigger than 6 are in the right subtree.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So let's see if we can get through this example within order, because it's pretty interesting when you start, you know, looking at numbers with it.
Yeah. Okay. So within order, the first thing is looking to my left. It's the L. So we always start at the top. We always start at the root, which is my 6. But the first step is not actually doing anything with the value of 6. It's just saying look to the left of 6. So I go to the left of 6, and as you mentioned, my 6 has 2 children, 4 and 8. 4 is smaller, so it's on the left side. It's the left child. So now I go down to 4. So now that I'm at 4, I restart my in-order algorithm again, because now I have like a new parent node thingy. So at 4, I say, okay, now I need to start over, which means starting back at L. So I say, okay, 4, do you have a left child? Why, yes, I do. Because 4 has...
Oh, this is good. We should definitely do voices.
Right? Oh, I should do more voices, always. So 4 has 2 children, 2 and 5. 2 is the left child because it is smaller than 5. So when I look to the left, I'm looking at 2. So now I'm at 2. And now I have to restart my algorithm all over again. We're back at the L. So now I'm going to say to 2, do you have a left child? And 2 is going to say, in fact, I do. I have 2 children, 1 and 3. 1 is the left child because it is smaller than 3. So now we're going to go all the way down to 1. So let's just take a moment to appreciate the fact that we've really done nothing.
We just met like the baby of the family. That's all we've done. We're like, oh, hello.
I'm imagining someone like trying to have a conversation with the parent, and the parent's like, I don't have time to talk to you, but here's my child. And then the child is like, I also don't have time to talk to you. Here's my other child. And that child's like, I also don't have time to talk to you. Here's my, and then the final child is like, damn it, I don't have any children.
You're just holding an infant by the end. And you're like, what did I do?
Like, what do I have to,
this
I have
is
to
not engage. What I was here for.
Okay, so we've done nothing. All we've done is just looked. We've looked to our left. We keep finding a left child. So then we keep saying, okay, well, now we have to start over. Then we find another left child. We've just gone all the way down. So we started up at the root, and now we're all the way down at 1, which is one of our leaves. So now that we are at 1, we are going to say, okay, do I have a left? No, I don't. Ooh, something different has happened. And now, because the operations are LDR, I just looked at my left, got nothing. But now I have to do the D, which is looking at myself and saying, oh, I'm here. I'm gonna talk to you now. Hello, my name is 1. And now we would print out that 1. And we just finish the D. And now the last step is the R, which is finally, we haven't looked at any right children so far, looking at the right and saying, do I have a right child here? No, I don't. And now I have completed all of my little my little operations. I've finished my my algorithm for that one. Mm-hmm. That one section resolves itself.
And all you've printed out. All you printed out is one. I just want to mention. That's it.
All I printed out is just one. And now I resolved all that. Now I can kick it back up to two.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm back at two, finally we've resolved the left child situation of two. So now we're going to continue. And this is like the interesting part that I think is really fascinating is it's not that we're restarting our algorithm the way that we were thus far. It's that we're finishing the algorithm that never finished before.
Yeah, you're resolving the unresolved part. You basically were like, oh, I'm going to go do L. And then you're like, all right, go off and do L. And now you've come back and you're like, oh, I finished L. And it's like, great. Well, let's pick up where we left off.
Yeah, it's like when you start a chore and then you realize that chore involves like six other chores and you mm-hmm. do one and then it involves like it's all these like hidden chores and then you realize like, oh my God, I finally am able to fold my laundry. You know? Like that's not even
you had to go buy detergent.
The washing's broken. Yeah.
Ordered a part. Suddenly it's 2 weeks later and you're like, what was I gonna do again? And now you're back there.
So when we are back at two, we are continuing our original LDR function call, and we just resolved the L part, which means now we have to go to D, which is two saying, hey, I'm here, I am two. Mm-hmm. And then we can print the number two. And then after we do that, we can continue with our algorithm and finish by looking at the right child. So before we continue, let's just do a recap of what we have so far. We've printed the number one. Mm-hmm. We've printed the number two. And that's it. That's all we've done so far.
Yep. And all we've really done is we've resolved the left part of the algorithm for two. And we've resolved the data part of the algorithm for two. So we've only done L and D for one node so far. Well, I guess technically that's wrong. We've done LDR for one.
Yeah.
And then we did L and D for two. And now we're about to do R for two.
So basically, we have bought the spare part that we need for our dishwasher. And we have someone coming over to fix it.
Sure.
But we're still a couple steps away from having folded laundry.
We got a lot to do.
Okay, so now that we've done, like you said, the L and the D for two, now we're going to do the R, looking to our right. And our right child is the number three,
mm-hmm.
which means that now we're going to go to three and we're going to say, okay, three, do you have a left child? Again, restarting our algorithm. Three does not have a left child because it is a leaf. We're at the very end there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing to do there. So now we move on to D, which is saying, three, what are you? Three says, hello, I am three. We print out three. These numbers don't really have that much to say. And then
they're simpletons, you know? They like their simple life.
They're simple people. And three, we say to three, okay, do you have a right child? Three says, no. And we say, okay, cool. We have finally resolved the three situation. We can kick it back up to two. And holy smokes, I think we're done with the two subtree.
Mm-hmm. We finished two. We finished its children, one and three. And we printed out one, two, three. We printed out the left, the data, and the right. The data is also the root of that little mini subtree.
Yeah. Okay, but two is actually the left child of four. So mm-hmm. by resolving that 2-1-3 little subtree situation, we've also resolved the left part of the four, of its parent.
Yep.
So now we can go up to four, and now that we've finished its left child situation, we get to move on to D in the algorithm and say, four, what are you? Four says, hello, my name is four. Did you notice that four is a little more friendly? It said hello first before it told you what it was.
Its manners did not pass down to its grandchild.
It did not. It did not do a good job. And so four says hello. My name is four. So we print out four. And then we continue with the algorithm, which is looking to see if it has a right child. We look to its right and we say, oh, look, there is a child there. Now we will go to its child, which is five.
Yep.
So far we've printed out 1, 2, 3, and we just printed out 4.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we are on 5, now we have to start our algorithm all over again and say, okay, 5, do you have a left child? No, I do not. That's fine. 5, do you have yourself? Yes, I do.
I hope so. I don't know what you do if you misplace that.
Here is who I am. I am 5. Great. We're going to print it out, print itself
very
out.
Very existential.
Very existential. And there's a lot of self-reflection in these depth-first searches. And then we're going to say, okay, 5. We're going to continue with the algorithm, which is going to its right child. We're going to say, 5, do you have a right child? 5 is going to say, no, I do not. And we're going to say, okay, we are done with you. You're dismissed. It is resolved. We go back up to its parent, which is 4. And at this point, we just finished the right child. We already did the D part, and we already did the left child part, which means our 4 subtree is now completely resolved.
Yep. 4's the left subtree was done. We finished 4, and we finished 4's right subtree, which is actually just one little node, so it's fine. The existential one with no children. That's 5 for you. Typical 5. Questioning everything.
These 5s.
So we have printed out 1, 2, 3, 4, and now 5.
So now that we've resolved that 4 subtree, we can go to the parent of 4, which is 6. And now you might notice that we are back at the very, very, very top of our tree. We're back at our root of the main part of our tree, which is 6. And
finally, the parent gets some you know, attention.
Some love. Some attention. It's like, I've been waiting this whole time. that's my parent voice.
It's very accurate. I like it.
Get out of the forest. Yeah. There's too many leaves down there.
That's my favorite one. I like it.
Oh my God, I'm going to make myself cry. Okay, so what is, again, interesting about this is that we never left our, I think it's like our original function, right? Like our very, 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 very first function when we first started with 6 and said, do you have a left child?
Yeah. We're still in the process of the...
of answering that question.
Of the LDR, the original LDR, which means we haven't finished.
The original LDR.
Yeah.
We have not finished. Right.
We finished one part.
We just got an answer. It's so fascinating. So now we are done with the left part of LDR for our very, very first function for that 6, which means that we can now ask the parent, hey, parent, who are you? And the parent will say, I am 6. And we can print out 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we just printed out 6.
Mm-hmm. And we have one last step left in the LDR process. Finally, we've gotten through L
in
and
the
D.
Original.
Now we just
LDR,
have to get through
the OG LDR. Yeah. Okay, so let's do this. Now we're going to say, okay, we did the left, we did the D. Now we're going to do the right. So now we're going to say to the root, say to 6, we're going to say, hey, do you have a right child? And it's going to say, yes, I do. And then we're going to...
These voices get better and better as we get further and further into this traversal. It's the
like
best.
Like a fine wine. And... So now 6 goes to, we go to the child of the 6, the right child of 6, which is 8. And we say to 8, hello, 8, do you have a left child? Because again, we're starting all over again with our algorithm because we have a new node. And we say, 8, do you have a left child? And 8 says, yes. And the left child for 8 is 7.
Yep.
So now we're at 7. And we say, okay, we have to start our algorithm all over again. So now we're going to say, okay, do you have a left child? And 7 is going to say, no, I do not. Okay, that's fine. So now we're going to say, 7, who are you? And 7 will say, 7. Very abrupt. Very, very short. Just doesn't have time.
Snappy. It's got places to be and things to do.
It's a New Yorker.
Okay? It's a prime number.
There you go.
It's, you know what that means.
Little diva-ish. Little diva. And then we're going to say, do you have a right child? And it's going to say, no, I don't. And we're going to say, okay, we are done with you. You are resolved. So now we've printed out our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we just printed out our 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now that that's resolved, we're going to go back up, kick it up to the parent, which is 8. And from that parent's perspective, we just finished the left child part of that algorithm. Mm-hmm. So now we have to go to D and say, who are you? And it's going to say, I am 8. I like to eat. I just ate. You get it? You get it? No? All right, that's fine. And then we're going to ask it, okay, now that we know who you are, we've printed you out, now we're going to say, do you have a right child? And it does. It has a right child. And its right child is 9.
Mm-hmm.
So now that it has a right child, we have to start our algorithm all over again. Hopefully this is the last time. I think this is the last time. And we're going to say, okay, right child, do you have a left child? And it's going to say, no, I do not. And we're going to say, okay, great, because we're kind of tired of doing this this algorithm.
And we're going to say, it's been taking a long time.
It's been a while. It's been a while. There's a lot of work going on. And we're going to say, okay, who are you? It's going to say, I am 9. And we're going to say, okay, do you have a right child? No, I do not. Done, resolved, which means we get to kick that back up to 8.
Passes the baton back.
Kicks its baton back. No, you don't kick a baton. Passes its baton back up. And now it's like, how does batons work? Twirls its baton back up.
Fancy. Yeah? 9 is the show off.
Fancy. Ugh. This is the fancy side of the family. And so now that we've done that from the 8's perspective, we resolved its left child situation. We already read who it is. Mm-hmm. We know it's an 8. And we just resolved its right child situation. So 8 is also done.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we've resolved that little subtree, which is also the right subtree.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get to pass the baton one last time all the way up to 6.
Who at this point is probably like God knows how old, waiting for this algorithm to finish. It's like 6 is like, come on,
falling
kids.
Asleep, taking a nap. And so when we resolve it and we're back up to 6, that means that we've finally resolved the right child situation of our very, very, very first function call. The very, very first one. When we started at the root and we said, do we go left? Do we go right? Like, we finally resolved the right side of that.
Yep.
And as a prize for doing such a great job, we get this amazing list.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, which is...
So much work for that.
It's a lot of work for what that was. But we get an ordered list.
Yeah, we get an ordered list, which the root node is smack dab in the center. We have the left subtree, everything smaller than 6, all the numbers smaller than 6 in a binary tree arc before it. And then you have the root node printed out right in the center, 6. And then you have the right subtree, 7, 8, 9. That little, you know, mini family is all to the right. So now you have L, D, and R, left, data, right, all in printed out in order, which is great in binary trees because the in-order traversal, the in-order strategy for depth-first search will give you an ordered list, which can be really handy if you have a massive tree. You can be like, well, I want to get these in order. I want to sort these.
Yeah.
Well, I know which algorithm I want to use.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we are not going to do post-order because, as you saw, this took a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we're going to have you do the post-order. So post-order is L-R-D. So you are going to take our binary tree example, and we'll put it in the show notes just so you have that, a nice visual. And your job is going to give us the L-R-D printout. What is our list of numbers going to look like when we're done with our depth-first search using the post-order strategy?
How are they going to give it to us?
They can tweet us. They can tweet us using the BaseCS hashtag.
Perfect.
I think that'll work.
Right? Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's awesome. Way to do it. I can't wait to see all your numbers in some order.
And no cheating, okay? No cheating. No looking at other tweets before you... And retweets don't count, okay? Retweets don't count. You got to do your own. Oh, awesome. And that's the end of today's show. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and make sure to check out Vaidehi's blog post. Link is in the show notes. Also, make sure to take a listen to the Dev Discuss podcast that I helped make. It's the first original podcast from Dev, a global community of software developers of all backgrounds and experience levels. and the show covers burning topics that impact the daily lives of programmers and beyond. Hosted by Dev co-founders Ben Halpern and Jess Lee. Vaidehi, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
I wish I should have just kept going, and then I doubted myself. Oh, story of my life. Okay.